let's say a hotel room at the Marriott was $100 per night, and you walked in and you purchased that hotel room and you were charged your bed tax and all the different taxes that our states and counties and local governments collect. Under what, when you book it online, you still have to pay and are paying those taxes back to our state. However, there is a service fee charged. Let's just, for example, say it's $10. So you're charged $110, that $10, for example, from an Expedia. Right now, the law is ambiguous.
Representative Jimmy Patronis is the bill's sponsor. He said that taxing third-party booking services like Orbitz or Expedia at the retail rate and not the wholesale rate would be in part taxing a service, which Florida does not do.
This is a concern that the counties obviously feel like they're entitled to, creating a service tax, in my opinion.
The bed tax is a sales tax that applies to transient rentals. Florida's counties collect and administer this revenue. It helps fund anything that attracts tourists and provided nearly half of the funding for Tropicana Field. Democratic Representative Michelle Rewinkle-Vasalinda asked Patronis why he was pushing the bill.
We keep hearing that hoteliers and business industry supports this bill, but I've heard from a large hotel chain that they're very opposed to this legislation, and I was also told that this legislation is being pushed to the federal level in an effort to preempt all states. Why are we doing this bill? Who does it benefit other than out-of-state companies?
Patronis said it was all about bringing in tourist dollars.
This bill benefits the consumer and the tourists to the state of Florida to ensure that they do not have to pay higher rates for their hotel rooms. If we are trying to clear up law to ensure that we do not tax this service fee, to ensure that our hotel rooms are full, and to ensure that we keep going down the Florida tradition of lower taxes and being pro our tourism industry.
Craigan Mosteler is a spokesperson for the Florida Association of Counties, a group that opposes the bill. She said that claim is a bit of a stretch.
I don't think you can say either way what the impact would be, because ultimately, if these revenues were being collected as they should be, local governments could reinvest within their tourism community and to help promote their areas and bring more visitors to their communities. So I suppose it's something that could be argued either way.
Rewinkle-Vasalinda also asked Patronis how less revenue from each room that gets booked for projects like the beach renourishment slated for St. Pete Beach this summer. Patronis, who does not outright oppose drilling for oil off Florida's coast, said he would never support a bill that could potentially hurt Florida's coastline.
Representative Vasalinda, I've got more beachfront than any other member in this legislature. I would be a fool to propose legislation that would hurt my beaches. No, it does not.